tercio del salario mínimo.
And as we know, Marina was paid a third of the minimum wage.
No hubo para Marina un salario extra después de las 44 horas.
Marina did not enjoy extra overtime pay after the 44 hours of work.
Marina trabajaba un promedio de 72 horas o más.
Marina worked an average of 72 hours a week or more.
Dormía en forma incómoda, pero ni las mascotas de la casa dormían así.
She slept uncomfortably. Not even the pets in the home slept like that.
Y este día no solo estamos por Marina.
Today we're not only here for Marina.
Estamos elevando la voz por todas las trabajadoras domésticas que están siendo abusadas.
We're raising our voices for all domestic workers who are being abused.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Necesitamos trabajar para el Bill de Derechos. En el 2008 tenemos que pasarlo.
We have to work for the Bill of Rights. We have to make it happen in 2008.
Los patrones tienen que conocer la ley laboral, que no sigan explotando a todas las mujeres.
The employers have to know what the labor law is so that they can stop exploiting the workers.
Carmela y su familia tiene que saber que Marina no está sola.
That's right, Carmela, you heard that.
Carmela and her family need to know that Marina is not alone.
My name is Christine Lewis and I'm with Domestic Workers United.
Where are you from?
Trinidad.
Free, free, domestic workers, and end the slavery.
Free, free,
domestic worker.
Why you support to Marina?
Because I too is and was a domestic worker.
What do you think this demonstration from the house?
You know what it is? We're fighting for Bill of Rights, and on the heels of slavery, women are still working in the shadows of slavery. Nothing has really changed. Women are working in the United States for basically nothing. They're doing errands. They're school teachers, they're window washers, they're butter scrubbers, they're psychologists, they're therapists. They work in unsanitary conditions, miserable conditions, and are paid nothing. So this demonstration is to show these employers how solid and strong we're coming as a core group. We stand in the face of solidarity and against all, and as a sisterhood, whether we're from Latin America, whether we're from Asia or Africa or the Caribbean, we stand together to get a Bill of Rights in New York City, and that will be historic. Because far too long, women have been working in the shadows of slavery, and we're still there. Nothing has changed. That's why I'm on the front line.
What message you sent at the other women, domestic workers, who don't participate in the organization?
You know what? Fear is one of the big hindrances. Status. Some people are undocumented and they feel to be on the front line, it would be a chance taken. But you know something? The other sisters, the Domestic Workers United group, is where everybody could come and feel a part of. I don't care what your status is. What your status is, whether you're undocumented or documented, it's a place where you could come and be a part of and know that your sister friend, whoever she's from, would have your back. So yes, I said, do not be afraid and come to the meeting. Come and stand on the front line, because this could be any one of us who's working in somebody's home. Any one of us. We could be a day laborer. We could be a domestic worker from 9 to 5. And basically the jobs aren't 9 to 5. They're from 7 in the morning till 7 the next morning, literally speaking. We have to get beyond that place of fear.